You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Fred in Florida is dealing with a high moisture situation. What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a home that was built in 87, and on the back of the house, this was added on a couple years after it was built. It's a Florida room. It's got a insulated roof. It's got side sliding, I guess you'd call them horizontal sliding windows. They're single pane, and they have a track they slide in on the bottom. And underneath that, about a 2-foot panel to the floor. It's concrete floor. And what I've got a dehumidifier in this room here, and it fills up every couple days. And my biggest complaint is, I mean, the filling up is one thing, but I've continued even after having the dehumidifier. I've always had this little a musky smell in here.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, Fred, that this may be more than that room dehumidifier can handle. One of the ways that we can deal with humidity in a bigger, more effective way is by replacing portable dehumidifiers with a whole home dehumidifier that really reaches into the entire space of the house and pulls moisture out. A whole home dehumidifier can take out up to like 90 pints of water a day from the house, and it fits into your HVAC system, so you don't have to have a portable unit that you have to work with. Once the HVAC system is on, this whole home dehumidifier will just work 24/7, 365 to pull out the moisture, because you're trying to pull it out of one room, but there's probably a lot of moisture wicking from different parts of the house, and that's why you're getting overwhelmed.
What I was going to say is we pretty much keep this room closed. Like I said, it's a Florida room. It has an insulated roof, the panel roof that's, I guess, is about 3 or 4 inches thick. And I do have an air conditioner in this. It's a window unit that I've got installed into one of the panels at the bottom here. And we keep it air conditioned. And I will say that the dehumidifier has helped. And it's a 50-pint dehumidifier. It's, a pretty big one, but I still, I continue to me, that's a lot of moisture. Maybe that's not. I live in Pensacola, Florida.
Do you have to drain this dehumidifier all the time?
I do. It actually has a hose adapter that you can put on it. I'm going to do that soon and just have it drain continuously.
I think the best thing to do is this connected in any way to the HVAC system in the rest of the house?
No, it isn't.
All right. So you would have to extend the HVAC system into this room to be able to take advantage of a whole home dehumidifier. That is the most effective and efficient way of pulling moisture out of the room. There's a good manufacturer online called April Air, aprilair.com, where you can get information on whole home dehumidifiers. The second thing is to try to take a look at the sources of moisture getting into that room. Take a look at the grading and the drainage around the Florida room. If you can keep the rainwater in particular from collecting near the foundation perimeter, you're probably pulling a lot of the humidity up through the slab and through the base.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I don't know if they put a vapor barrier underneath this concrete or not.
Well, whether they did or they didn't, there's nothing you can do about it at this point. So if you reduce the amount of humidity, that's the amount of moisture that's getting close to the foundation perimeter, that will stop that much of it from getting back into the house. So first choice, whole home dehumidifier, modify the HVAC system to be able to take advantage of that. Second choice, improve the grading and the drainage at the foundation perimeter to reduce the volume of water that's around this building. Fred, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.